Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me today at our family party is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
Real good, son.
All right, we got my cousin Dan. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And we also have Dan's dad.
Right. Likewise. Thank you, Chad.
Not a problem. So you guys are big Met fans?
Absolutely.
We're big Met fans?
We are.
I'm a Yankee fan. I'm family rebel.
Now, because they just had the trade deadline. And I noticed they pretty much got a whole new infield. They got Chase Headley at third now, Stephen Drew at shortstop, and then Martin Prado at second base. It's a far cry from A-Rod and Jeter and Cano, I'd have to say.
Yes, we're moving up and moving down at the same time.
I know. I give them credit. I mean, you know, they always try. They always want to be competitive. It's a business. I mean, they're all about the you know, they have to be relevant.
Yeah, you know, you can't fault. You can't fault them for working hard, but I think it's a sign of our weak minor league system that, you know, that's our best we can do at trade deadlines. Seems like every year it's going down as far as what we can acquire
absolutely
at the trade deadline.
And you even had to deal with the Red Sox first time since 94.
Yep.
But this could come down to a pre-Mariano Rivera and a post Mariano era.
I think that's true, because the question is who's the next great Yankee? Because you start at Ruth, you go Ruth, Gehrig, DiMaggio, Mantle, and it just continues, and each one has a connector. But after Jeter's gone, is Brett Gardner the next one?
What's the Japanese guy's name?
Tanaka?
Tanaka?
Well, he's got to heal his arm first.
Well, there's foreign influence everywhere in America today.
But, yeah, I mean, that's the question now, because now it's, you know, I mean, even in their lean years in the 80s, there was at least Mattingly.
But again, it's, you know, you got Jeter leaving. It's you know, they don't have, they're kind of been leveraging themselves, right? They've kind of been like, you know, putting it on layaway.
Yeah,
and just getting rid of anybody who's coming through the minor league system has been shopped.
Yeah, they just push it off, try for the next one.
They're automatically getting ready for next year is what they're doing.
Well,
I mean, under the circumstances.
But your question, who's the next great Yankee? I don't, you know,
I don't
know.
It looks like Brent Gardner, like you said. I mean, as far as status quo is going on. But I got to say, I've been watching the Yankees closely lately.
Yeah.
And in all due respect, I'm seeing... I think Joe Girardi is a great manager.
Only
because he's winning so many games, getting the most out of everybody that he has.
Absolutely.
Out of nothing. Well, so I'm impressed with Girardi in the last 6 or 7 weeks.
But when the standard is world championships, that doesn't quite cut the mustard.
No, well, I'm aware of that, but I mean, I'm just giving a little bit of credit, you know, for where in indulgence where he's at based on just watching and observing some of the games with his moves and what he's done. That's all.
Well, his first managing job was with the Marlins, and he did well with them. He was actually manager of the year, and he got fired.
He had a problem with the owner.
Everybody's got to be. The fans have a problem with the owner. He's the worst owner.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Lurie is the worst.
Exactly.
Brutal.
Right. Yeah.
Brutal.
I mean, you know, when they come out for the season ticketing opening, and it's like they're feeding you crumbs, and people are just like, "Why are you still the owner?" And he's like, "I don't know."
So being it's 3-1 here, and three of us are Mets and one is a Yankee, I just want to say also, too, with the same token, that I've been watching the Mets very closely, and I'm going to tell you, the familiar Mejia combo, okay, in the 7th, the 8th, and 9th is like murder.
They're
taking people down like bowling pins.
And Mejia,
and I'm loving it.
I know, it's great.
It's like unbelievable.
I know, Mejia is very animated.
He's outrageous, and... At the same time, this young kid, DeGrom,
is Jacob DeGrom.
Jacob DeGrom, he's doing terrific, and I just see like they're starting to put together, like the Yankees had at one time where you know it was like
Rivera and Wetland.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah,
absolutely.
Wells and these kind of guys, whatever, a little bit here, a little bit there, and you bring in, it's over in the 7th inning.
Keep adding the pieces, Stanton,
so that's what I see the Mets doing right now. That's what I'm watching.
With all the young pitching, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah. And that's what it is. Everybody stockpiles young pitching now.
Exactly right. Yeah.
You get two of these guys to hit, and you're set.
But I think
Yogi Berra said about the young guys, the great part is their whole future is ahead of them.
Exactly.
You put a lot of stock in those guys, and then next thing you know, they're going for the reconstruction surgery.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's true.
Harvey. The Yankees rotation, one guy's left.
Done.
And Kuroda is the only guy from the opening day rotation that's left. Sabathia is down.
As a Met fan, we remember the young guns.
Young guns. Yeah, young guns. Isringhausen, Pulsiver, Wilson.
Yeah, Pulsiver.
We expected to have those guys for 15 years.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
Right. That's never, true. Never came to fruition.
Yeah. But that's why starting pitching's at a premium.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the with the trade deadline. The Athletics, they got John Lester.
Yeah.
And that was a big, you don't see that many blockbuster deals at the trading deadline anymore.
Yeah.
And that was an all-star for an all-star. Lester and Gomes. For Cespedes.
Yeah.
And they're the favorite to win the World Series.
Right now.
I'll tell you what, though. You had Detroit, right?
Just picked up. That was another big deal.
What's his name from Tampa?
David Price.
Price. I mean, you look at their rotation, right? Where they got
Anibal Sanchez, Scherzer, Verlander.
Verlander. They got the last three Cy Young winners on the rotation.
It's amazing. Yeah. And they've got Cabrera for the offense, and they know how to do it well. Their only question is the bullpen, but if it's not the A's versus the Tigers in the ALCS, then the season's a failure.
I agree.
I don't know who's got the postseason. I don't know if Fox has the National League or the American League in the championship series, but whoever's got the American League,
It's going to be good.
Yeah. That's going to get some good ratings.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt.
So
I think the Dodgers out on the West Coast and the Angels, to me, in the American League, look very strong. Of course, the Dodgers with the Giants.
Yes.
In the
They never go away, those Giants. I don't know how they pull it out.
The Giants are always there. But the West Coast teams look very good to me, both National and American Leagues.
And the Cardinals are always there.
Oh, my gosh, the Cardinals.
They're never out of it. They're always like the third horse in the race.
Yeah,
they're right
true.
There, right there. At the. You know,
I don't know what kind of deal they made to always be successful. They never do a wrong move. When was the last
time?
They
picked somebody up, didn't they?
They got John Lackey. They also got
Lackey.
Justin. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Lackey's excellent. He years ago was with the Angels.
Yeah.
But they got pool holes, too. You got to understand that, too. That's,
they had him. I can't think of the last time the Cardinals did something bad where they got the short end.
Yeah.
They always come out on top. It's amazing.
That's true, yeah.
And the Red Sox gave up all these players, all these big names, but they got, like, pretty good guys back. Yeah. Alan Craig. Like, these aren't – it's not like a fire sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they're restocked and reloaded for next year.
They can't get arrested, unfortunately, the Red Sox. I mean,
no. No, they. No,
Poppy's not. He's not doing so well.
No, he's not. He's not.
It should be interesting. We'll see what October brings or whatever. But late September down to the wire as we finish up here. But it'll be. It's always interesting anyway.
I'm always interested. I'm always big on the playoffs.
Yeah,
it's where it is, and especially with that added one game wild card game.
Yeah, it's fun to see.
It's end of September is always interesting.
Yeah,
always teams in it this year especially, right? There's like 8 or 10.
Well, the entire American League West.
Yeah.
I mean, the Mariners, aside from the Rangers and the Astros, it's,
The West looks terrific they have.
The East, the Orioles, the Blue Jays, if the Yankees can keep up.
Yeah.
Should the Mets have done what the Astros did and just break the fire sale, get rid of everybody, start from scratch?
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't. In New York, you can't do that. I mean, they're already looked at as, orphans in the biggest city in the world, compared to the Yankees. Who, just keep...
Right.
They always go for the playoffs. Playoffs are bust. The World Series are bust. So to just constantly give up and try over, they're not that far off. I mean, they were talking about trading Daniel Murphy, but you need to do that.
He leads the league in hits.
He leads the leagues in doubles and...
close.
He's their main, in my opinion, he's their main guy, and he has been for some time.
The Irish
he's
hammer.
Steady as the day is long. I mean, the guy gets up, he's always consistent.
Yeah.
And he's been that way. So why do you trade somebody like that? I'll never know. But
I guess for the idea you give up a guy who, can get value now.
Well, they need
for the
bats.
Future.
They can't get rid of bats.
Well, they were trying to get Tulowitzki and Carlos Gonzalez from the Rockies.
Yeah.
I mean, they would have to give up a whole bunch of pitching, but I mean, that would have been great. That's your second baseman and a corner outfielder, probably, maybe a center fielder.
I think ultimately this guy Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be somebody to contend with up the road a couple of years away.
Absolutely.
He looks like dynamite too on the mound. You know, if you get him to get do a stretch of 6 or 7 innings,
sure,
he's going to be dynamite. I think that's the way it looks to me.
Yeah. One of the few things Beltran actually helped us out with.
Yes.
Because we traded Wheeler for Beltran.
Wheeler, yeah, yeah.
So that was good for them.
Is he playing again, Beltran, or is he he's out on the DL?
Yeah, I don't know. I think
he
just came back. He came back.
Yeah.
He came back for a short thing, and then he was out a short thing again.
I don't think
and
he hit the DL.
He never went on the DL.
After he took that call third strike, thought he'd come back to New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
That happened.
No. I know. I recall that.
I could have done that.
He shaved his head. He was going incognito. That was his thing.
Yeah.
He came back with a shaved head. A little bit older.
Yeah, but he walked away with his head down.
He'll make the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Beltran will definitely.
He will.
Yeah. And you know what? The funny
thing.
He
never carried a team.
No.
Yeah. No.
No, but his.
He's the Bernie Williams.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is now. It's just stockpilers. It's not the old Hall of Famers of old where it's.
Keep grinding it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he is like the best stolen base percentage in Major League history.
No kidding.
Yeah. But
I thought they were paying for his bet.
Well, that's the thing. When they ask him, like, we want you to steal seconds, like, I'm not messing with my percentage. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a big thing for
that's
a while.
A real team player there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Definitely not.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He's not carrying the ball unless it's at the end
your
zone.
Number one priority is stolen
I need
base
to protect my contract.
Exactly. And he was one of the perfect number two hitters, but he's like, I'm not batting number two.
Yeah,
and meanwhile, when he bats
number two for the Mets.
But when they did a study, like, when he has bat second, he's bat over, like, 500. Like,
yeah,
and he's got, like, 100 or plus.
So why isn't he there all the time?
Because he has this idea. I'm a power hitter.
Yeah,
I hit the home runs. And then he's like, I don't steal the bases, but I know I can.
Right.
But the funny thing, I actually looked him up a while ago. If he were to go in, he's got the most service time with the Mets. So if he were to go in the Hall of Fame, most likely would be with the Mets.
But you're right, it would be because he was there the longest.
He was there the longest,
right?
Because he's not going with the Astros.
Yeah.
Who
and
played
he's not going
a couple
with
months.
The Cardinals either.
No,
a little bit.
Well, that was like two seasons. A
couple of years, yeah.
So it's most likely that. Well, speaking of the Hall of Fame, they just had the Baseball Hall of Fame,
right? Yeah.
And the Maddox, Glavin, Frank Thomas, the
Thomas,
Big Hurt,
yeah.
And managers.
Then, the managers, three managers.
Now the managers are there to replace all the steroid users that should be there in their place. I mean, who stacked this deck?
Well, the thing is, they actually changed the baseball writers changed the amount of time that players get on the ballot.
It's down to 10 years.
Yeah,
now.
It's from 15 to 10.
15 to 10. Yeah.
And the whole point is to get those, you know, the quote unquote steroid users off the ballot.
But at the
same time, you have to look at, I think, the last 15 years, like 8 guys have gotten in on their 15th and finally. Jim Rice, Gary Carter, Burt Blyleven.
Quite a few.
At the same time, what are you really trying to show? I think
what they're trying to do is overwork the old-timers committee because all this is going to land in their laps.
Yeah, it really is. They're going to be like,
So they won't have to make a decision and leave it to the old-timers.
Yeah, leave it to them.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Well, and you will have some of those people that will get in their 10th year, right? You'd say those guys that got in their 15th year.
Yeah.
They finally said, they deserve to get in. You'll have those guys that will get in their 10th year.
Yeah, because then they look in like, he can't get in on the first ballot. Why? Why can't he?
Right.
Like, unless, I know Tom Seaver's got the highest percentage. That's like 98.7.
Yeah.
Mariano Rivera will have a higher?
Maybe.
Seaver's a cinch, right? He's
he's
no doubt.
Go.
Yeah, he's no doubt he's going to get,
Torrey did his speech, and he not only didn't mention enough about Rivera, because without him, I don't think he would have had any of those chances.
It's likely he wouldn't have.
And he doesn't mention the boss.
I was just going to say, he never even mentioned Steinbrenner.
The guy was the biggest guy in the room.
That's crazy. Well, he loaded him up, right? I mean, he loaded
him.
He got him every tool.
Sleepy Joe. All he had to do was fall asleep. He wore those sunglasses because he was asleep. All
Sleepy
he had to do
Joe.
Was flick his nose. And
he collected all these trophies for Torrey. It makes it easy for him. He doesn't mention them.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So,
we'll see you when the wind shifts. Come on.
Yeah, then they're going to go through.
But anyway, so yeah.
I'll tell you though, I would just the Hall of Fame. Watching, you know, growing up watching Glavine and Maddux and on the same team, man. Those two were. You talk about consistency.
Every game.
I have. I have to say, one of the best. He's Maddux to me.
Maddux was remarkable.
The guy was just. He was unbelievable. Nobody could hit him. I don't care who come up to the plate. He struck out everybody. Not easily, but he made it look so easy.
Yeah.
I remember
nothing was an effort for him. Steady Eddie.
Never got lit up.
No. And he never had arm trouble. He always had just the perfect motion.
Never threw hard.
No.
But he moved the ball.
Yes.
You know, and he had good stuff, and he made it work.
His movement was amazing. I remember
I
remember when I was younger, there was a game where he pitched against Chicago. And I saw it on SportsCenter, and he threw. It was an 89-minute, game. It was the quickest game in the majors.
Is that right in the history?
Not in the history, but in the last 30 years.
Yeah, yeah,
it was a complete game,
yeah.
And he threw under 100 pitches.
Right.
It went so fast.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Didn't we see him come to Shea Stadium in a limo?
Yeah.
We're at Shea.
It was one of the Rocker games. Early.
Rocker.
They built a shed roof.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Open the bullpen so people couldn't trash.
Right. I remember
that.
But
he gave more fame to the seven line than anything.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Now there's a whole T-shirt line named after it.
He made history.
So we're walking. I forget how old. I was young. So this was 99, 2000. By the entrance, Diamond Box entrances or whatever.
Diamond Club, sure.
Yeah. And then there's a limo that pulls up, and out comes Jeff Blauzer, Mark Wohlers, and Greg Maddux.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I was the only one within 20 feet of them.
Is that right? Yeah.
But I'm just standing there. Shocked.
Whoa.
And then all of a sudden, all these kids start rushing by me because they recognize him. Oh, yeah, me too. Oh, they're gone. You know.
Yeah.
But there he was.
Yeah. I remember I was at the Yankee Stadium in 96 for when they beat the Braves.
There you go. Game 6?
Game 6.
Wow, you were there? Nice.
Yeah, that was amazing. And if you remember that series, we had tickets and we're like, we're not even getting to a game because the Yankees lost 2 in Atlanta.
It's hard to believe.
Or 2 at home.
Yeah.
Lost the first 2 at home and then went down to Atlanta and
swept those three.
Swept them in Atlanta and came back and won it, man.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Some game. And had to beat Maddux, you know?
Yeah. And they
now
did.
Your uncle John Ward was a big Yankee fan, wasn't he? Or he's a big Cooler fan. I know
that.
Listen, Danny, can you give us
I'll give you a dissertation.
John Ward was your BFF,
the coolest part of John Ward is at the Yankee games with the Cooler.
Right.
Was that when everybody was up standing singing "God Bless America"?
Right.
He was spread out over 2 seats.
With his feet up on solid wood.
Yeah. He was. I mean,
the pregame got to him.
Pregame with batting practice took a toll. Tell him the Reggie Jackson story.
We were like on the right field line or whatever, and Jackson was playing right field, and John was like, I guess he had a few of them in him, whatever at the time, and Reggie Jackson or whatever was close by.
Yeah,
and John was like giving him. You're not so good. You suck. You know, Jackson. So Jackson turns around.
Kiss my head.
So we're on a radio program. He pointed at him.
And they pointed at his
Reggie
rear.
Reggie pointed right at him and gave him a kiss my butt sign.
My wallet.
Kiss my wallet. Yeah. That's
kiss my wallet.
Thanks for thanks.
Right.
You paid for the ticket, didn't you? Yeah. Thanks for paying my paycheck.
Boy, exactly.
Actually, I forget who on the A's. An Astro. Baseball player, he's getting heckled all game, so he writes something on a ball and gives it to the fans. Like, thanks for paying for my paycheck by coming to the game, so you can heckle me. You know, here's my signature.
Buying my Mercedes.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then the NFL just had their Hall of Fame weekend too.
Yeah,
I think Walter Jones got in.
Reed, right?
Andre Reed.
Andre Reed.
Yeah.
Part of the Bills.
Four-time Super Bowl.
You'll never see that again. Four in a row. Right. Not only four in a row to
lose.
And
four
now the
quarter,
and now the quarterback's suffering from.
He's got
Jim Kelly.
Yeah.
Tumor.
Yeah.
And his kid was suffered from a rare disease too.
I think so.
He ended up dying. Just a lot of tragedy.
Yeah,
he's a great guy. He's like
a great guy.
The city loves him. I have a friend of mine who lives up there, big
Kelly.
Fan, and
big time.
Yeah, he's like a guy of the people up there.
Yeah,
sure.
Oh, it's
terrible.
No doubt about it.
But
you, fighting it.
You wonder where the NFL is going with this concussion routine, with what's going on, though.
They're going to court and to the bank.
Well, they're
going to
modify. They're going to modify this game the way I ultimately I, where it's going is to what degree I have no
and
idea.
And there'll be no punching and boxing.
Well, I don't know. Well, we'll call it whatever
you know,
you
and
want.
Then we're going to stop watching. What's going to really
well,
end
that's
this?
What, that's what I think is going to happen. That's what I'm talking
I
about.
I think concussions. I think moms of America is going to stop.
Oh, absolutely.
They're yeah. just not let their kids
their
play.
Their kids play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a father.
At the lower levels.
Because men aren't going to be
at
the ones
lower levels. Exactly.
To stop
absolutely.
This.
I'm a father. I know my wife doesn't. She doesn't want our son to play football at all because of the concussion idea.
Yeah.
You know, even just a little bit. You know.
Yeah. This guy with Miami, the linebacker, Seau, and then he went to San Diego ultimately. But I mean, they said that his brain was fried. I mean, that definitely was as a result of all those concussions.
Who was it? Gary Duerson. He was a defensive back with the Bears.
Yes, he was a good one too.
Yeah, and he committed suicide.
Dave
Duerson. Yeah, that was it.
Yes.
Yeah, he committed suicide, and they did a brain autopsy on it, and black spots everywhere.
You like to think that given the progress in between medicine and technology, they should be able to
improve on the helmet.
Figure it out, right?
They need to
improve on the helmet.
Sure.
Improve, I mean, they are making decisions along those lines, right, around the refs, and people aren't, people are pushing back a little bit, certainly the players, around the things they're going to call.
Yeah.
Right? Start getting fined a couple of times. And I think maybe not the players who are there, but as they come up, right, as you're coming up through college, if you know, hey, I'm going to draft this guy, am I going to draft him, and he's going to end up getting thrown out of every game, I'm not going to draft him.
Well, that's what interests me from the legal point, because it seems like everyone gets a concussion when they're playing it professionally and there's a pot of money. Now, nobody said, I got this concussion in high school.
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to get paid for that?
That's a good point.
Apparently, everyone arrived concussion-free, and this evil NFL just bashed their heads in.
Right.
So, I mean, from a little, I'm kind of amused when I'm sitting on the sideline.
Yeah.
Well, but you know what? I mean,
That's what I'm saying. You wonder where this is going.
You get to the pros, man. Everybody runs faster and hits harder.
That's for sure.
You wonder where this goes.
Often.
That's the whole point. Exactly.
They don't stop. They don't stop. I mean, I have a more pessimistic view of the of NFL and football because these are modern day gladiators.
Yeah.
The gladiators didn't have a long long lifespan.
They're faster, they're stronger, and that's the way it goes. And it wasn't that way years ago.
Aside from Chad Pennington, I don't think there are any other Rhodes Scholars in the NFL at the same time. So that's just me personally, but
it's a choice. You make that choice.
Absolutely.
And what's the average tenure? They're playing for 3 to 5 years, man.
Yeah.
It's
amazing. And for a lot of these kids, that's their way out.
That's it.
You play.
You got to cash one check. And unfortunately, a lot of times they, the money always goes south, too. And they never put it away.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. They,
Well, there's no mandatory
money.
No.
But yeah.
Yet. No.
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 Yeah. There's not much in terms of money, here.
No.
Now that you're drafted, come sit with our money expert and they'll tell you what to do with it.
They want to order 50 suits.
Yeah.
Hey, the resale value on the suits are not very good
either. And go invest in
cribs.
A chain of
specialty mouth guards or something. I heard that. One guy was like, this is specialty mouth guards. Like, who's gonna buy this? This is $75 for a mouth guard. Seriously? I don't know. They're crazy. And so
I'd like to ask a question. What do you guys think of this new rule in baseball where the manager can challenge a play?
Video replay?
Video replay.
Well, I think baseball's, it goes by very quickly, so they should do whatever they can to extend it.
That's
true. Kidding. I mean, the whole world is losing interest because the thing takes forever. It's like watching paint dry.
And Dan, that's the
reason. I love it, but nobody else does.
That's the reason I asked the question.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You
got to move it along.
Find
ways to move it along.
I mean, if it doesn't do anything else, it takes away, an umpire making a call if he's a home team umpire or whatever.
But when you make rules like you can't block the plate. So what do I do? I stand a couple feet away and wave my arm over there when you arrive?
That's what I'm talking about. I saw a couple of those things that was a joke, when you come down to it.
Yes.
That because of the way he stepped or didn't step or whatever to catch you. Well, it would have been this or it would have been
again,
that,
they
depending
don't
on
want,
how
they don't want collisions. They don't want concussions.
It's obvious.
So who was that player that was...
Well, it's the Buster Posey rule,
right,
because he broke his leg, and the Giants were almost positive they were going to win the World Series.
Remember Pete Rose in the All-Star game?
Ray Fossey.
Took out his career.
And he's
in
even said...
All-Star game.
Yeah, Ray Fossey. Yeah. He was never the same after that. And Rose said, I would do it again.
Yeah.
That's how he played.
I remember that,
And now what does he say?
I didn't bet on baseball. I bet on baseball.
I
bet on baseball.
I did. That was
all right. Here's the question. Will
he saying, who do I make that out to?
And now he writes, I did bet on baseball. Will he?
Now, yes, he will, but he'll be dead.
How long after he's dead?
Minutes. The fans will demand it.
Well, that's true. Well, he's actually Major League Baseball, because next year the All-Star Game's
Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball gave the Reds an okay, if you want to,
it's up to them.
Bring Pete Rose onto the field.
Oh, he'll be
is that right?
I'll watch that.
Yeah.
But I think people will...
But do you think at some point they'll ever let him into the Hall of Fame?
Well, he was just... my dad was saying...
I think, he's
dead.
Dies. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Could be.
Yeah. They're not gonna. No, because he lied to the commissioner.
He lied.
I think he's also. He's clearly not remorseful, right? I think that's their.
No.
I think that's the deal. If he would have went hat in hand early on, even know what I mean. And
well, they said that publicly.
You know,
just the way he handled
it. He's been arrogant about it though, and
it's
I'm
true.
A fan. I was a big fan.
Danny used to be a Cincinnati fan.
I mean, I was a fan just for
Johnny
him
Bench
and Greg Machine and all
the
that.
Only guy
he's
damaged.
Arrogant. I mean,
the only
he's
guy
arrogant
damaged.
About the
true.
Gambling.
Yeah.
But who was damaged? The relief pitcher. What was his name? I mean, whenever
Rob Dibble.
Whenever he was betting on his team, Dibble was out there. They worked him to death.
Dibble.
I mean, he's the one damaged in this controversy.
That's
not
great.
Me, because
right.
I know Pete was trying, and he always tried.
Yeah.
And they said the one thing Pete wants to do is, if he's reinstated, he wants to be a manager more than anything.
Yeah,
again,
right.
He wants to manage again.
Okay. That's never going to happen.
I'd be lucky if they let him up in the booth at Wrigley to sing Take Me Out to
Take
the Ball Game.
<That'd>
maybe shoot for that.
That's
going
to Vegas.
That's a good goal for him.
But I think, because I know his
promotion.
Because I know his relationship with Selig has improved over time.
Has it, yeah.
And, like, I think Selig internally, like, privately, would want to let him in, but he probably knows that it wouldn't get across everybody else.
Yeah.
I think maybe the next...
Commissioner?
Maybe because Selig's stepping down after this season, and maybe the next commissioner might be a little bit more public in the swing.
Well,
of like, we might want
him. I think it's unfortunate that the steroid thing came after that. Because now, you know what I mean? So that
good
kind of
point.
That's why it's better to let this thing age. It's like,
geez,
you know,
it's going to
smell bad.
You're right.
It's going to be good.
You're right. Time heals all wounds. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, are you talking about Rose or the steroid thing or both?
Well, I'm talking about Rose.
Well,
unfortunate steroids followed.
Well,
gambling.
A-Rod.
Negative.
Right. Do you think the steroid thing ever gets kind of a... You know, do you think that...
Yeah, I think when pot's legalized, people are going to say, what's the big deal?
Well,
right now.
What about greenies? What about the amphetamines in the 70s? You know, how many players were taking them?
Yeah.
You know, and that was those were like candy.
But all the trucks ran on time.
True. But what about Gaylord Perry? Gaylord Perry, he was a spitballer.
Spitballer, yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. There was the anniversary of walking on the moon.
And then
have you told that story?
Oh yeah, when Gaylord Perry,
July 20th.
Yeah, they asked Gaylord, when are you going to hit a home run?
Well,
the
they
man,
asked Alvin Dark, who was
the
manager.
Alvin Dark, sorry, my bad.
He was the manager.
You
Giants,
tell the story better.
Yeah, he said because he could hit him out of the park in batting practice. He said, in a game. He goes, well, when a man walks on the moon.
Yeah.
Well, as it turns out, that was a night game, right?
It was a West Coast night game. He was playing for the the Giants. So West Coast night game, and hours after
they announced that they'd walked on the moon, took a pause, right?
Yeah.
And then he got up.
And he hit a home run.
Later
get
in that
out,
inning,
really?
Yes.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
It's the honest truth.
Story.
Really, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So when we were at the All-Star...
The Fan Fest at the Javits Center.
Oh, in New York,
he verified that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I was happy to talk about that and not spitballs.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But yeah, you know, eventually...
Sure. Sure.
I think eventually everybody's going to get...
George Foster was there, too, you know, and he... Remember they sat him.
Mets left field.
He
good
promised
player.
He would hit 100 home runs for the Mets. He did 99. They sat him. He never did 100.
No kidding.
Yeah, but, yeah. Well, he, but also he was sat still at, good. It don't matter. He was.
But whenever player. I see yeah. these guys, you know, hawking signatures at that age, I'm wondering, you know, what happened to that 401k?
They didn't make much money that back yeah. then.
No.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Money.
Yeah.
Player, like, just player it. Like, you look now, like, it's not just baseball cards. It's your likeness in a video game. It's
a lot of things.
A little toy.
So
there are toy versions of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So you can make so much off of it. And they never had that.
No.
I was going to go back to, you know, what about all those guys? They didn't have people like yourself who were talking to into a microphone,
yeah.
posting stuff on the internet either.
Oh no, definitely
right?
not.
There was nobody to, you know, opine other than some, you know,
the press.
Yeah, would you look at Sports Illustrated?
Yeah.
I mean, now
and
it's
even
like
and even then they
it right. 10 minutes later, you can't get away with.
And even then, they, you know, they used to have that the agreement. Or we'll look the other way.
Yeah,
you know, you give
pass.
Me an interview, but I'll look the other way. But
turn
now
head,
it's
yeah. yeah.
How many interviews can
above
you
board.
Give?
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
so. I think because pretty soon it's going to be who you're going to let into the Hall of Fame. Like all these guys, you know, year after year after year. This one's up for election. Yeah, but he played during the steroid era, and we don't know for sure. So
yeah.
it's going to be like probably a good 10 years if they have the writers have it their way where they're not going to let anybody in. And at that
yeah.
point, who's going to care?
Well, I think time will take care of the problem.
And that's
going to have to be that because that's the only
but
way.
But
the
new
here bonds.
Well,
even
new
bonds.
Heroes
I
are made
so
all the
Everybody.
Time.
Yes.
I mean, think about comparing. We're talking about today that Michael Jackson said, Michael Jordan.
Right, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jackson can't say anything anymore. he was saying that he would have Elijah Wan as his center.
If he could
if he
pick
could
his team, his
okay.
five, him.
What happened
yeah.
to Chamberlain? What happened to Russell? Well, he didn't play with those guys.
Yeah.
So you see, those are our guys, these steroid
right.
guys. So when our kids, you know, and their kids, grandkids,
right.
move
right.
on, the bonds who?
Yeah.
yeah.
So
yeah.
they'll have their own guys.
Right.
So this kind of heals itself.
It will. It definitely
good
will.
Point.
When we talk about Ty Cobb, is the first thing that pops in our head like great hitter or really big racist? What pops in? You know, sharpening the you know, when he sharpened
yeah,
his
yeah,
his but yeah his cleats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
how
yeah.
about the, story? He jumped. Yeah. Some guy was heckling him behind home plate,
yeah.
and he jumped over and he beat the guy.
They
the
said
guy
he was an animal.
He,
they said he was
he,
an animal.
He was a quadriplegic. This guy was heckling and
he
still
beat
him up.
With his crutches.
He beat up a quadriplegic
yeah.
just because he was heckling him. Do
yeah,
we think about
wow,
that or
yeah.
oh Rose broke his record of hits? Yeah, that's what it. No, we just think wow, you're crazy.
Yeah, they said he was tough. He was brutal.
He
yeah.
was. He was.
I think you're right. I'm sorry.
No.
Nah. About
yeah.
Rose, like, it, you know, next year, well, wow, that guy did that, and he bet on baseball. Who cares? You know.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
you bet on his team to win.
Well,
right. You're kind of like.
Well, yeah, because we
you
see
take
that,
it out of that.
We see it
true.
As a moral
yeah.
issue.
Yeah.
But now the state hosts gambling with casinos and with
right.
scratch
yeah.
off.
And
yeah.
so it's a different era.
And
yeah,
why
I
gamble
agree.
Anymore?
Yeah.
Back when Rose was playing, or even when Rose was managing, when he did get caught, you know,
yeah.
he was making what? Six figures? Maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Right.
Now,
yeah,
now they make
grand.
8 to 9
yeah.
figures, and it's just like, why would I bet this money?
Yeah.
But, you know, now that we're going to wrap this thing up real quick.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I would just like to say, for the record here, is that with a lot of what we just discussed this evening real quick, is that I think overall in a big picture part of it is that all of these changes that we've seen and lived through with the steroids and what have you, and all due respect at the end of the day, and the bottom line is, it's all for the betterment of the game on the overall big picture.
I think that's
so,
right.
And I think if you keep that in perspective and you go forward with that, I think it's better for the upcoming...
Sure. Hey, if my son still watches baseball, that's all I care about.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
so
what I care about.
But
you know,
I was still interested in Maguire, Sosa. I mean, that really intrigued
oh, that
me.
Really
you know,
well,
who's going to hit 75, 70? I mean,
yeah,
the
sure
number
was
going
was
crazy.
And it brought baseball back. But
yeah,
now we're going to look and be like, well...
Yeah, now they're going to open up your bat to make sure you got no cork in there.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I mean, until it dies and we start a new era up
yeah.
the road a little bit.
It still hit the ball.
That's
yeah, oh
right.
yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. Difficult to do. Well,
that's
anyway.
Absolutely. Well, thank you
okay.
so much.
Well,
thanks
thank you,
for coming
thank
on to the
Dad.
Show,
pleasure.
Dan. Dan,
it's
Dad.
Been a pleasure.
Dad, thanks very much for coming.
Thank you,
and good luck. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. I appreciate
right.
it. You can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us on iTunes. Just search Everyman Sports into iTunes Store. You can visit our website, everymansports.podbean.com, or you can email me with any questions, comments, or concerns at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Take care.